Gaza's hardships continue amid Israel's relentless economic blockade. This as Egypt's military-backed government is pressing ahead with thrashing tunnels along its northern border with Gaza Strip. The Egyptian military announced late Friday that since the beginning of this year, it has destroyed 794 tunnels. The underground passages are considered as vital arteries for Gaza's population of over 1.7 million, who are dependent on them for many vital supplies, such as badly needed medicines.
Tunnels were a central thing in our lives, almost like a backbone. The Israeli blockade is hurting us, so does the Egyptian army's crackdown on tunnels.
The Egyptian military's wave of destruction, which was intensified following the ouster of President Mohamed Morsi, brought the number of unusable or destroyed tunnels to 1,055 since 2011. The ripples of this wanton destruction have reached most people in Gaza. Gas stations are empty, and acute shortages of fuel force people to wait for long periods of time just to get home or go to work.
There is hardly any fuel for our cars because of the closure of tunnels. Egyptian military's move to destroy tunnels has only hurt the average person like me who can't afford to buy Israeli fuel, which is also hard to find.
All sectors in Gaza have for several years relied on commodities coming through the tunnels to circumvent the Israeli embargo. Egypt's military says it is determined to destroy the remaining tunnels, which many here believe are less than 100. Meanwhile, Palestinian civil society organizations represented by the non-governmental organizations network, BINGO, has demanded an immediate lifting of Israel's illegal siege.
Gaza recently suffering from catastrophic condition due to the continuous imposed siege for the seventh year. We are calling on the international community in order to act immediately to end the siege imposed in Gaza Strip, in order also to protect the Palestinian civilians who are suffering due to this siege, and also to provide the Palestinians with their needs.
The crackdown comes as Israel maintains a tight air, sea, and land blockade and keeps its only commercial crossing with Gaza closed most of time. Egypt's ongoing crackdown on tunnels and Israel's crippling blockade of the Gaza Strip has made daily life harder for people living in the coastal enclave. Gazans blame the Arab and international silence for the endless suffering. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.